So where do you go when you have a legal crisis and attorneys are expensive and you need the help, like an eviction or veterans who need help or seniors? There is a wonderful organization that is very big with many places around Los Angeles. The Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles is here with us. So we are joined by Sylvia Arqueta. She is the executive director and an attorney. This is an amazing organization that you guys have.
We're glad to be here, and we've been here for over 87 years.
You help in many different areas for people who are low-income families, and you have clinics available. Talk to us about the Legal Aid Foundation.
My pleasure, Tina. So the Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles is an amazing organization that provides free legal services to low-income and poor people throughout the Los Angeles region. We have five offices throughout Los Angeles, one in Long Beach, one in Santa Monica. We help people with the most dire circumstances. You're losing your home. You need to feed your kids. You need the food stamps. You're a veteran who's returned home, and unfortunately, the VA is denying your benefits. You're a senior who's worked all their lives, and retirement simply isn't enough. Or Medicare, there's been a glitch in your Medicare. We're there for people. We truly are the social safety net by providing these legal services to thousands of people every single year. Over 80,000 people receive our help.
So your services extend in many different areas.
Absolutely. If you're a woman who, or a man who's going through domestic violence, we help you. We obtain restraining orders. We help with child custody matters. We ensure that a family is kept intact. We ensure that if you're a worker and you're not getting paid your wages, working at a restaurant, a taxi driver, that your employer makes good on the promise to pay you fair wages. We are there when everything in your life is being challenged, and when you're in crisis, we help stabilize families. So we take pride in having 135 staff members. We have 64 lawyers on staff, all providing free legal services to those people who qualify. And there are a lot of people who qualify in Los Angeles.
How did this get started?
The inspiration is actually a law professor and several law students at USC, 1929. During the Great Depression, there was a professor, John Bradway, and several law students at USC who decided that just because you had a little pocket change did not mean you shouldn't get a lawyer. They started as a small clinic at USC and became this huge organization with five offices. And the inspiration was to ensure that people could see lawyers even though they had no money, which was really novel at the time, but very important, especially when you think about the Great Depression. People had no money, but there were a lot of issues. There were a lot of evictions even back then, tons of lost employment. And there were these students and these professors at USC who said, you know what? We need to help others.
I love that story. So it was the really early days of Los Angeles.
And the legal community that was also quite new here in LA just took to it and supported it as it continues supporting it now. We get tremendous support from law firms, from other partners, from the city, from the county, from the federal government. And we couldn't do our work without so many partners who care about others, who care about access to justice and equal justice.
It's great to hear that the community comes together here to help support you guys. And yes, you've got the offices. You're in on Crenshaw, right? You're in
absolutely
South Los Angeles, Long Beach, Santa Monica.
And East Los Angeles. And, you know, we take great pride in having offices where buses and other transportation is either right at the corner of our offices or less than half a mile if you're taking the metro. As we know, transportation in LA, really difficult. So we are located where our clients live and work.
A lot of the work that you do is, it's legal aid, but it's also life aid, because you're working with families who may not be getting benefits that they desperately need, or veterans or seniors, medical, food benefits,
absolutely,
housing, things like that, necessities.
Yes. And, you know, we do it one client at a time, but at times we also do it hundreds and sometimes thousands of clients at a time. So I'll give you an example. Foster care. LAFLA was able to bring a suit many years ago to help those relative caretakers, the aunties, the grandmas, and others who were taking care of their grandchildren, their nieces, their nephews, because their parents couldn't. These children had been taken away by the Department of Children and Family Services. And these aunties were elderly. elderly women, and mostly women, were being told, well, you know, basically raise this child without any support from anyone. And we were able to get them the benefits that they needed for, you know, just backpacks and clothing and medical care for these kids. And we brought a huge lawsuit that was able to change California law. And we were very proud of that because we could help thousands of people in one fell swoop. We continue that tradition by our homeless litigation that we are doing. You see it in LA every day, homeless tents all over our city. We need change. And Legal Aid has been there all along, bringing suits to ensure that people who are homeless are not criminalized, and that instead we try to find together some solutions for people who are homeless by identifying, is it a vet who's being denied benefits? Is it someone down on their luck who just needs a job and maybe they lost their job and they weren't paid? Is it a woman fleeing a domestic violence situation? Is it a senior who really can't make it on Social Security? And I think we are the only group that really is here in a holistic fashion to address those issues and to really look at what the bigger impact of homelessness is in the city. We also do some immigration work. You'd be surprised how many people come from other parts of the world who are survivors of torture. People who come from African countries, from some Eastern European countries, from Latin America, who have been victims of torture. We have a special grant from the United Nations that helps us work with these torture survivors. We also do work on housing and communities. So aside from helping individuals, we also help other nonprofits to help with economic development in their communities, to create jobs, to ensure that they create spaces for folks to have the ability to flourish in their own communities. That's a huge part of our work. We also have self-help clinics at the courthouses. So if someone walks into a courthouse there, it doesn't matter what your income is. We help you with issues having to do with unlawful detainers, which are evictions, family law, and some consumer issues. We have a huge burgeoning casework on student loans. So we have this new phenomena where there are so many of these for-profit schools that take advantage of young people who, you know, want to become a medical assistant, a dental assistant. They sign up, they take on these huge student loans, and the school disappears. Or guess what? They don't offer those classes. LAFLA is there to help protect those students from those horrible student loans. And we do the work throughout the community because we know that people are trying to better themselves. They want to move up in status because they want to get a good education. And unfortunately, these unscrupulous for-profit schools are taking advantage of them.
How can people get to you then? What's the best way? The website? Is there a phone
Absolutely.
Number?
We have a website, www.lafla, L-A-F as in Frank, L-A.org. And we also have an 800 number that folks call. We have receptionists who answer throughout the day, and we try to get as many people in as possible. We get about 126,000 calls a year.
I can imagine. Can you give us the 800 number?
They can call 1-800-399-4529.
This is no cost, or is it
no
low cost?
Okay. No cost. We never charge anyone for our services.
You guys are like hero attorneys.
Thank you. See, attorneys can be good guys.
Yeah, my brother's an attorney, so, you know. Yeah. There are a lot of great, wonderful, amazing attorneys, and you guys obviously are so dedicated and passionate about the community. Frankie, did you want to jump in?
I think the thing that is important about LAFLA is that we help people navigate a system that can be confusing and terrifying, frankly, for people who don't understand the procedures and don't understand what their rights are.
Right.
That's really the thing that we find out a lot, is that there's people who, especially in eviction court, they don't know that they have the right to a livable place without bugs, without mold, without all these things that endanger their health. There's all these things, forms that can be intimidating. Just form can be intimidating.
Sure.
And having somebody in the self-help center that are in courthouses just be able to say, no, this is how you do that, can be an incredible thing for people's peace of mind and for their hope and their trust in the system.
That is such a great point. That Frankie Santos is the communications director. She's here with us as well. And so that is true. People don't know their rights. They're intimidated. They can't navigate some of these complex processes. And there's help. You know, you guys are there. You guys are there to help them. And they don't have to live in unsafe environments, you know, in environments that are not safe for them. If they can come to you and meet the income guidelines, or if they qualify, there's help. They don't have to go through that.
Absolutely.
If you don't quite qualify for the guidelines, is it set at those guidelines
The income guidelines are definitely set, but they're very broad. They range from a family of four making $14,000 to a family of four that could make anywhere from $50,000 to almost $60,000 under some of our Department of Justice guidelines. So it's a very broad range. We want to help as many people as possible. LAFLA is there to help the community, to work with the community. This is a partnership to ensure that LA is a better place.
And you guys are doing a phenomenal job at this. It's Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles. What's the abbreviation again?
The abbreviation is LAFLA, L-A-F-L-A.
People can get involved. Can they help you?
Absolutely. We always welcome volunteers. We have a core of volunteers. Just a quick anecdote. Last year we had volunteers gave us the equivalent of $9 million in their services. And so we always have a great number of volunteers, over 1,500 of them a year, helping us to expand our resources, expand the number of people that we can help, because over 2 million people in LA County qualify for our services. So if you want to volunteer, www.lafla.org is the place to go.
Just want to mention really quick that there's an event coming up in the fall that's a benefit, right, Frankie?
It's called the Access to Justice Dinner, and it'll be October 20th at the JW Marriott downtown. We're excited about that, because, of course, a lot of our legal community is downtown. And we'll be honoring Father Gregory Boyle, as well as Beth Wilkinson, who just started her own firm, and the firm of Aiken, Gump, Strauss, and Hauer.
And Father Boyle is from Homeboy Industries.
Which is one of our partner organizations. We do a clinic there.
About once a month.
He helps people get back on their feet, get their lives back together who have been incarcerated. He's like a saint, Father Boyle. So
he's the closest to a living saint, absolutely.
He'll be at the dinner. Do you have to get tickets, or how does that work?
Yes, you get you can get tickets, which will be available on the website as soon as we get closer to the event. And everybody can come.
So it's Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles. So thank you, Frankie and Sylvia.